He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. How do you know, Prophet Karn? He walks with me, and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. Now, if you ask me how I know he lives, I can tell you how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. I am so grateful to the Lord to be here praying with you yet another day. It is the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous man that availeth much. I've been working hard today. I had a 12 o'clock vacation Bible school, had a 3 o'clock intimate class that if you miss, you really miss God. Now, I'm going to say that with a little boldness. If you didn't register for that class, you miss God, because it was indeed life-changing. But now we're on here for prayer. We're here to touch God, to call on the name of the Lord. It is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man that availeth much. I was so encouraged when I spoke to Pastor Butler earlier today, or maybe that was yesterday, after we got done praying. He said, "Prophet, I got to come up in my Thanksgiving." Amen. Well, I love the Lord today. He heard my cry, and he pitied my every groan. Long as I live and trouble rise, hallelujah, I'm going to hasten unto his throne. Well, we bless God today, and we're praying and interceding and believing God for manifestation. We're believing God. We're hitting that thing as a target. Why? Because we know that it is the effectual, fervent prayer. It's not just prayer, but prayer that's effectual. What does effectual mean? Energesis. It's strong. It's consistent, and it's fervent. You pray with everything that's in you. Pray with power. Pray with fire. Pray with tenacity. You lift your voice. Throw your voice like a trumpet. Throw it like an arrow. Use it as a weapon against the powers of darkness. He said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. But he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Hallelujah. He told the land to make noise. You don't understand that thunder is a praise. Hallelujah. You don't understand that lightning is a praise. You don't understand that every time the trees begin to move, it's a praise. And it is Revelation 4 that declares, for his pleasure we are and were created. We were created to give him the glory. That's why he made you, to bless the Lord. So let's go ahead and take a minute and begin to bless the name of our God. Father, we honor you today. Ha! Laba shakolamande, ilebo sotolema, mikandala bakasaya, vele antalala moho salamande, ebio shakina, mekele meklestala ontolo hosaya. Father, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. We honor you, we honor you, we honor you, we honor you. We shabak you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. For you are God, and beside you, what? There is no other. You are the soon coming King, the mighty Redeemer, the great God, the magnificent one, the all-seeing one, the powerful God. Omnipresent you are. Omniscient you are. Omnipotent you are. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is worthy to be praised. It is you, hallelujah, who have made me. I am you. I belong to you. I'm sorry. And I'm the sheep of your pasture. My God, I enter into your gates with thanksgiving. And my God, I go into your courts with praise. I'm thankful unto you. And I bless your name. Why? Because you are good. Your mercy endureth forever. And your truth endureth to all generations. You reign. Hallelujah. You reign over my circumstance. You reign over every situation. As a matter of fact, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Lemalabasha. You reign over my home. You reign over my finances. You reign over my health. You reign over KCC. You reign over America. You reign over China. You reign in the White House. You reign in the Supreme Court, in the courthouses of America, in the courthouses all over the world. You reign. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be adored. Hallelujah. To you be majesty, dominion, my God, strength, power, my God, it all belongs to you. You're faithful. You're righteous in all of your ways. You're magnificent. How could I live without you? How could I breathe without you? How can I walk without you? How can I talk without you? You made my life worth living. You gave me a reason to get up this morning. My God, I got up because I knew you were going to be with me. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. My God, something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, you understood. All I had to offer you was brokenness and strife, but you made something beautiful of my life. And my answer is yes. Thank you for arresting me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for coming and getting me. Thank you for loving me. Oh, you had loving eyes to take a good look at me. Yeah. And not even criticize. You didn't even criticize me. You looked beyond my fault and you saw my knees. And for that, I bless you. I just want to be where you are. I want to dwell daily in your presence. I don't want to worship you from afar. Just draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. Draw me near to where you are. I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence. Feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, in your presence. That's where I long to be. I want to be with you. So draw me, quicken thou me, draw me, and I'll come running after you. My God, I desire to pursue you, to come after you with every fiber of my being, but I can't come unless you call me. King, I can't come into your court unless you hold out your scepter. Thank you for holding out the scepter. Who is your scepter? The scepter is Jesus. That's why you're called right hand. Hallelujah. He's seated at the right hand. You, have held out your scepter through Jesus and given me access to your divine presence, that I can come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace to help in my time of need. Oh, I need mercy. I need help. I need strength, and I come to you today boldly with confidence. Thank you for accepting me into your presence. Thank you for loving me and not throwing me away. Thank you, hallelujah, for access, access, access. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give the honor in advance in the name of Jesus. Oh, bashaka, yembe, yembe, be, 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 sika. Ikolorobo shande, endele mandala kitala bakasaya. Ikolorobo shande. We're gonna pray one prayer. Halabashata. The first thing we're gonna pray for. Is we believe in God. Oh, bashande, handele beka. I feel the anointing. Oh, I feel the anointing. I said I feel the anointing. Woo! I feel her. I feel the anointing. I feel something shifting and turning in your favor right now. We're going to come against complications. That's what the devil want to do. But before we come against complications today, amen, we want to pray against anything that is hindering your abundance. Amen. Anything that's stopping you. We want to come against the works of the enemy. We know that the thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I come that you might have life. But for this cause was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the enemy. And we want to go after them works today. Pain is a work of the enemy. Destruction is a work of the enemy. Confusion is a work of the enemy. Frustration. Hey! Are all works of the enemy. But we are decreeing in the name of Jesus that the works of the enemy are coming to an end. Raise your hand. Say in the name of Jesus. That right hand. Come on. That's that hand of authority. Say whatever you are. Any work of the adversary that's hindering me from experiencing the abundant life tonight, I override it. I override it. I override it. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, any work of the adversary, any work of a witch, any work of a warlock, any work of an individual who desires to see my demise, in the name of Jesus, any work of the adversary that is preventing me, that is stopping me, that is hindering my church, that is hindering my city, that is hindering this nation. Father, in the name of Jesus, on the account of the finished work of Christ, I override it in the name of Jesus. I override every curse. I override every interference. I override all wickedness. I override every demonic power that is sent to hinder me from experience and abundance by divine authority. I command that the works of wickedness are coming to an end, and all wickedness against my marriage, against my church, against my son, against my daughter, against my husband, my wife, against my family, against my finances, I announce by the shed blood of Christ, I command you to come to an end. I command you to come to an end now. Come to an end in my city. Come to an end in KCC. Come to an end in my family. Come to an end in my community. Come to an end in the works of my hands. Come to an end. Come to an end. Come to an end. All wickedness against my family. All wickedness against my health. All wickedness. Hey, 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 hey. All wickedness come to an end. Every attack that wants to hinder my abundance, my breakthrough, my release, all demonic interference, all demonic wickedness, all ungodly power that have been sent from hell. Hey, 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 to hinder me from walking in abundance, to hinder my church from walking in abundance, to hinder my family, my sons and daughters from walking in abundance, to hinder my husband, my wife from walking in abundance. In the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command that wickedness to come to an end. I override it. 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 The mama will shake it. You can't me. Handelebo, ulelebe she, halabashata, handelebeko, handelekitaya. I come against adversity. I come against adversity. I command adversity come to an end. I command sickness come to an end. I command poverty come to an end. I command destruction, calamity, frustration come to an end. Come to an end. Come to an end. Come to an end. By Adabahosha, Ikandia. I bind adversity. I stand in defiance against every power. I bind the strong man of adversity. I bind his operation. I bind his activity. And I stand in defiance to it now in the name of Jesus. Koto, Lubasha, Yembele Diba, Kalamandolosi, Sirobokola, Lemelelebeshe. Handalabasha, Umandelelebedialabandalakia, Mandolo Sotoleleme, Vikandiosa, Zibikishele. Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Oba, Mande, Mandelebekata, Ikabasha, Handelebekota, Halabasha Tolele Mandalabakia, Andalabasa. One more prayer. One more prayer. One more prayer. We're praying today that every word in our life that has been spoken will become flesh. We are commanding it to manifest. We are commanding every prophecy to become flesh. Raise your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority. Hey, say, by divine authority. Every word, every promise, every covenant, every prophecy hanging over my life today, as I lift my voice and pray, by divine authority, I command that prophecy, hey, to become flesh, to become flesh, to become flesh. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that I have whatever I say. And I thank you that death and life is in the power of my tongue. And because death and life is in the power of my tongue, by divine authority, hey, I command every promise that you've spoken concerning my life, that you've spoken concerning KCC, that you've spoken concerning my destiny, concerning KCC Charlotte, concerning KCC Houston and Jacksonville, concerning every church that you will raise up under this anointing at home and abroad, foreign and domestic. Father, by divine authority, I command every prophecy spoken over my life, to take on flesh. I command that prophecy to take on flesh, take on bone, take on heart, take on lung. I command every prophecy concerning my life to manifest, and I command it to become flesh. Every prophecy, every word over the life of my son, my daughter, my husband, my children, my wife, every prophecy hanging over their life, every prophecy hanging over my business, every word spoken concerning my pastor, my leader, my mother and father, my nieces and nephews, by divine authority, I command that word, become flesh, become flesh, become flesh. I command it to manifest. I command money to manifest from every direction, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I command money, manifest, 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 become flesh. Shata. Mikalaba. Ho. CK. Hey. La pa. Likapo. Hey. Pashala. Robokule. Lilandili anzo. Lukubazia. Zinunimi andele kutaya. Hey. May there be a manifestation. Kalaba. Shatalama. Limandili andolokosa. Bankala di bike. Likeli andoloso. Shabbat, every word, become flesh, manifest. I command a manifestation. I decree a manifestation. I declare a manifestation. Today, this week, this year, this month, we command it, we decree it, we declare it by divine authority. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Masha, Yelebo, Mukalamande, Yelebolobosa, Yalabalabande, Lelebekita, you command it. We're going to hang up, but you command it. Everybody's sowing right now a $12 seed. Everybody's sowing right now a $12 seed. Cash, credit card, check. Everybody's sowing. $12, dollar sign, PBCJR, Ikalamando Lobosa, dollar sign, PBCJR, sow that seed now, $12, move, give it on the website, briancarn.com, briancarn.org, so, ulabasha, I see the anointing, ilalalabasha, ndedebedebandarabokudabasia, ilalabakandele ketola mandolo kudala kiza. Velondolo solomo kutai, elala basha, ele kankili me krivene me klein sala kuna mandala, la dili bi anzolobo uta, vikanini me anzala la bashata. Hey, harabasa, you're sowing in faith. That $12 seed, you can give it cash, credit card, check, doesn't matter. Give it at the P.O. Box, 11507, Jacksonville, Florida. 32239. You can give it at $ Kingdom City Culture. If that's what you have, you can give it on the app. If that's what you have, but let's sow that $12 seed. There shall be manifestation. As the manifestation, as the manifestation, Alamasa, as the Manio Kolamanda, Handelebese, as the manifestation. We're believing God for the miraculous. We're believing God for miracles this week. We're believing God for miracles today. Hey, Masha. Hey, Mikalabasha. Lalabo Sotolelema. Lalama. And it shall become flesh. Continue in prayer. Continue in intercession. Pray for us. Tomorrow night is Brian Carn Live, and I believe that's Thursday. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited about it. Pray for me. My God, I'm excited about my future and yours. And know that where you are, you won't be for long. There will be check after check, contract after contract. This is your season of manifestation. Command it to manifest. Command it to manifest. Command it to manifest. Command it to manifest. You are blessed. I love you. More grace. Kudalabasa.